Today, I'm talking to Professor Ben Bradley, who is the Foundation Professor of Psychology at Charles Sturt University and the presiding officer of Senate. In addition, Professor Bradley was the Director of Curriculum Renewal at CSU from 2007 to early 2010. In this role, he has led the development of a vision for curriculum renewal. The CSU Degree Initiative, as it is called at CSU, provides a blueprint for transforming future undergraduate degrees. Ben, can you tell us why there was a need to develop the CSU Degree Initiative?
Well, it was taken out of the university's plans for 2007 to 2011, perhaps because the world is the way it is at the moment and getting quickly more so. A number of different plans suggested a new kind of degree was required. According to the bulk of climate scientists, Australia is facing more catastrophic climate change than most other countries. It is more and more becoming beside the point for students to get a degree that has not designed a structure of experiences capable of taking seriously things like climate change or collective mental health or exclusion. The Degree Initiative is a ongoing, increasingly collaborative process at many different sites. CSU has various specialist groups developing policy and subjects which are practice-based, technologically up-to-date, indigenized, globalized, green, problem-based, and informed by a defensible public ethics. The three key features of the Degree Initiative is, first of all, to bring all this together, to try and make this, integrate all this, and it aims to walk its talk from the get-go. So not only do we want to be collaborative and praxis integrated and technologically blendable as the output of the Degree Initiative, but we want to actually start doing it in the process that develops the Degree Initiative. So the first thing is that it needs to be reflexive. It needs to be aware in the way that the Degree Initiative is rolled out that it is something that is evolving organically and is not pre-formed. The second thing about the Degree Initiative, which will be different, is that it is a course-level form of design, not a subject-level form of design, so that instead of subjects being developed independently of each other and then incorporated in different courses, courses will be thought out at the course level, and then the subjects will be integrated into the course to deal with the kinds of issues that are pressing on us in 2010 and in the future. And these include things like citizenship, the relationships to Indigenous knowledges, and obviously sustainability. And all these things need to be integrated into the degrees in a way that doesn't just necessarily isolate them in particular subjects. Also, a big change that's been taking place across the university sector is the approach to professional education is becoming increasingly practice-based. And that means that students' experiences are not just important when they take place in a classroom, but also outside the classroom, sometimes in a work environment or just in the culture of the university that provides support for their learning in the towards a degree. Now, very often, the university in pockets has already developed integrated degrees of this kind, but the Degree Initiative is an attempt to draw out those models, those good models of how this can be done, and to develop a way of resourcing staff and students to participate in a more integrated program, which is focused more on some of the key issues that face professionals and all Australians, I guess, today, insofar as we're based in Australia. The third thing that I think will distinguish the Degree Initiative from the students' viewpoint is that there will be changes to the way that they do their work and hopefully changes to the culture in which they work. So I think one of the most visible signs will be that students will have some choice over the and some effect on the way the Degree Initiative rolls out. So one example of what we're trying to do there is to develop capstone projects. And capstone projects are ways of integrating student experience across both their informal and formal learning in a way that shows that they have formed a perspective informed by the kinds of issues that face professionals, new professionals going into the workforce in the coming years.